Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The sublime example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as far as drinking is concerned. Had Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved drinks that were sweet and cold. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved drinks that were sweet and cold. This hadith apparently refers to water. However, it could also refer to honey water or nabid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not particular as far as food was concerned, but in the case of drinks, he preferred cold and sweet drinks. The water of a certain well known as Suqya, which is at a distance from Madinatul Munawwara, used to be brought for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that sweet water used to be brought, especially for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Suqya. This was a name of a spring situated at a distance of 2 days' journey from Madinah Tayyibah. Suqya is at a distance of 36 miles from Madinah Munawwara. Cold, sweet water was brought especially from there. The author of Mawahib writes that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam loved cold water, and the water of Madinah Tayyibah was not sweet. In fact, it was a bit salty. The wife of Abu Rafi' radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to live with Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, sweet water used to be brought for him from the well of Malik bin Nadhar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Later on, water was brought from Suqya to the homes of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Rabah, the slave and servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would sometimes bring water from the well of Suqya and on other occasions from the famous well known as Kharas. Gharas. Hushaym bin Nadhar radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that he used to bring water from the well Tayhan. The water of this well was very sweet and pure. The Amr bin Hakam radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that water used to be brought from the well known as Gharas Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would use it for performing ghusl. The water of this well was of an excellent quality. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once remarked that Gharas is a special well and its water is from the springs of Jannah. Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once came to the well Gharas, and after gargling his mouth deposited the gargle water back into the well. This water is thus blessed, and it was mixed with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam blessed saliva. Abu Sa'id al-Mu'alla radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank from the water Gharas. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam deposited water that he had gargled with so that people could attain his barakah. He also said that his water is from the springs of Jannah. The Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhuma relates that water used to be cooled for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by keeping it in old water bags.